My name is Vincent Vasquez, and I'm an 8th grader at Thomas R. King Middle School. And I'm here with my sister, who's an 18-year-old who attends Cal State College, and she's studying to become an English teacher. So, Grace, you are a lesbian, so when did you come out?
I came out in 9th grade to my friends, and around the same time to my family.
How did our family react?
Well, my siblings, my brothers, didn't see me any different. Of course, any parent would cry when they hear that. So my mother was, I know that she was overwhelmed though, because every parent asks themselves, like, how did that happen? Like, sometimes they even ask, what did I do wrong? Which shouldn't be something that they ask themselves, but yeah. And my father, he wasn't supportive at all. He tried changing me, but now that I'm older, he knows that I can live my own life, and he doesn't want to change my life.
Did you lose a lot of friends when they found out?
No, actually, I didn't lose any friends. My friends are pretty supportive of me. I started leaning more towards females around that time because of that, like, female friends.
How did this affect your religion?
After I came out, it became hard for me to go to church because they would say comments about homosexuals here and there. And, I mean, I always kind of knew, so I always kind of felt uncomfortable, but I never established myself as a lesbian publicly, and I never really accepted myself as one until 9th grade. So I always felt kind of uncomfortable when they said stuff, but after I officially came out, I officially knew I didn't belong at church. And as I started dressing a little more dykier, people seemed to look at me different. And when I would use the restroom at church, I would get a lot of looks. So yeah, I that's why I don't go to church anymore.
Were you bullied at all?
Times after I cut my hair, after I cut it short, where I would walk into the bathroom. And, you know, I dress in guys' clothes, so sometimes I could come across as a guy. But this isn't something that you would say to someone. But someone told me, like, they told their friend, like, oh, why is there a guy in the girl's restroom? And she was just laughing with her friend, and I just looked at her, and I let her know that I heard her, but I didn't do anything because I understood that I looked like a guy, but it was very rude of them to do that. They should have just mentioned it after or said it quieter. They shouldn't have been laughing. And they knew that I was a girl. They were just being rude. That happened a few times where people would say that. And even at the school that I went to, VAPA, even though it's an art school and it's more liberal, but people are more accepting there, it still happened there. That specific issue actually happened at VAPA.
Do you have any lesbian role models or homosexual role models?
Yeah, I do. There's this author named Alison Bechdel. She's a graphic novel author, and I really look up to her, and it's really cool reading her graphic novels, because not only are they, not only do they make you think a lot, it's not like a comic book, like, it's actually, it actually makes you think, and she says, she's very intellectual, but, like, when I look in the book, I see her as a child, and she has short hair, and it's crazy, like, that I can actually relate to somebody in a book, because usually when I read books, it's about a straight couple or about a girl who, you know, just like a typical girl with long hair, it's girly. It's nice seeing that visually in a book where I can relate to them. And there's also this band from Seattle called Wishbeard. They're an all-lesbian band. Most of them are dykes. And it's just really cool seeing that, because the lead guitarist and singer, she has short hair, short black hair, and she kind of dresses like me. So it's pretty cool seeing that visually it's just really, really cool seeing that. Like back then when girls didn't see, weren't used to seeing girls playing guitar, they saw that and they got inspired. And seeing someone who I can really relate to is just beautiful.